Vic, as you know, I grew up in Orchard Park. I read your work growing up myself. My thoughts go out to the folks there right now because even though we're used to the snow in Buffalo, this sounds almost unprecedented. With that being said, and making a transition to Sunday, Vic, how do you think it's going to impact the Bills in their preparation for this game?
Well, it's got to have an impact because you're not practicing in any meaningful way for the specific game. Now, they played last Thursday at Miami, so they have had extra time since then to sort of go over and prepare as a coaching staff. I know spend the weekend preparing, and I think had they not had that, had they played a game Sunday, it probably would have been a greater challenge from that standpoint. But still, you need to work and have your, even if it's walkthroughs, even if it's something indoors, not to the full extent of what you would normally do, you still have to do something. And they do have an indoor facility where they could get some work done if they're able to get the players in there. But some of these guys have just been unable to get out of their homes. And as I said, even if they're on the road, there is a travel ban, and it's for emergency vehicles only. They don't want any if it's a work situation, don't go to work. Close the workplace. Five people by the count, as I've heard on the news reports now, have lost their lives as a result of this. Five people have died in various forms. Some just shoveling and their way into heart attacks. One person's the story: a 46-year-old man was buried alive in his car. It's that kind of an extreme situation, and there have been people stranded, people I know who just got rescued late last night, who were from the previous night from 1 a.m., were stranded on the New York Thruway in south of Buffalo, and there was a long stretch of that Thruway that was shut down, and people were just in their cars, stranded, no food, no water, just hanging on. So it's taken on, certainly gravity well above a football game or a sporting event. Coach Marone helped some people out. I know while he didn't even get into the office yesterday. He was trying to work his way in. He lives north of the stadium where I am, and he was attempting to get in, but instead stopped to be a good Samaritan and help push cars out and help a nurse, I know, in one case, get to work to a hospital. And that was how he spent his day yesterday. So it's a whole different deal. I think it helps that it's the Jets, that it's a divisional opponent that they've already played. So from a mental prep standpoint, if there's a plus, it would be that.